Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Welcome to Wrestling Inside the Ropes with James Stewart.
I'm the best. I'm the best in the world. I've been the best ever since day one when I walked into this company, and I've been vilified and hated since that day.
And Mike Sarge Riley.
I don't know if you realize it or not, but you're trespassing on private property. When you walk through here, through these ropes, you're in my yard. Bad things happen in my yard.
Wrestling Inside the Ropes.
Mike, there's a lot of news to talk about. Roman Reigns is back. Dave Bautista is back. Ronda threw a belt down at the feet of Stephanie McMahon. NXT call-ups and WWE superstars have returned. Yes, I did use the term superstars, Vince. You're welcome. Arn Anderson has been fired. Bruce Pritchard has been hired. That and a whole lot more on this week's edition of Wrestling Inside the Ropes, which you can find on the podcast page of 985thesportshub.com and on the 985 The Sports Hub app. While you're there, check out all the other original podcasts available from Boston's Home for Sports. Our podcasts are also available at bpodstudios.com and in Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. My apologies to the listener. I'm dealing with an infection. Conjunctivitis, respiratory infection. I have some Kizoff syrup if anybody wants to go up or down.
I can see it. If anyone wants to confirm, I can see it.
I got all that fun stuff. I got eye drops from my eyes, which, of course, is redundant.
Yeah, it's okay.
You know, the Kizoff syrup works.
It's like a pharmacy over there at the J Stew Pad.
So, you know, work with me here. I wanted to show out this week. There's a lot of stuff going on. So if you can handle who is the really deep voice jazz singer? Lou Rawls?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay.
Someone's going to scream through their car. You know that, listening to it.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I got though. I got a limited number of bullets in the chamber right now, so we'll plow through. WrestleMania is taking shape right now, Mike. Roman Reigns is back. He's in remission, which is great news. It feels like he's right back into the top of the Raw roster. Brock Lesnar and Seth Rollins hasn't really added any dimension to their story. It's just kind of there right now. Mm-hmm. To me, it feels like Roman's coming back, and he's going to be in the top of the card. And the question I have for you is he going to be added to the Brock Lesnar-Seth Rollins match, or is he just going to be a corner man for Seth Rollins?
Well, we've only seen him in one episode so far. So, I mean, the way I saw things with the unification between he and Seth Rollins and then helping out Dean Ambrose there for that matter too, I think you're looking at a corner man. And from what we had talked about in the last month or so with him getting back into the ring, and I didn't see it this soon. I did say that it would happen at some point this year. We're not even through our first full quarter of 2019, and here's Roman Reigns before WrestleMania. So I think you're looking at a corner man, and that just sets up maybe a Shield feud after WrestleMania. So that's what I'm looking at right now. Do you think he'll be part of a Brock Lesnar triple threat with Seth Rollins, or just in Seth's corner?
I think that they're going to put him in the as the third person in the Universal title match.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I think at Fastlane, you're going to see The Shield and Braun Strowman take on Lashley, Drew McIntyre, Elias, and who am I missing? Baron Corbin.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So you'll see that as an eight-man tag match because Raw really doesn't have a main event right now for Fastlane.
True.
So I think you'll see that, and then that'll either bridge off into Roman versus Dean, which, meh.
Yeah,
you know, doesn't do much for me. It's just kind of there.
Yeah.
Or Roman gets inserted into the main event, and they end up with a rematch, a actual scheduled rematch from WrestleMania 31, where, of course, Seth Rollins won the championship, which I still think that they would put the title on Seth Rollins.
Yeah, well, if that's the case at WrestleMania 35, the only thing is, the only reason why I'm still leaning toward Roman being in the corner is, he just went through cancer treatment and so forth. He's not in the Roman Reigns shape that we're used to seeing him. He looks a lot more lean. Not to say that he's not going to bulk up again before WrestleMania, but I just didn't see him as a full in-ring competitor, what I saw this past Monday night. Again, a lot can change over the next 4 to 5 weeks. We're coming up here close to Mania 35. So, again, maybe he gets the reps in there for the fast lane scenario, but I don't know. That's just why I see him on the outside for WrestleMania at this stage of the game.
A match that I would actually rather see is Roman Reigns versus Batista. Dave Batista, of course, is back, and he has inserted himself into a storyline with Triple H.
Yep.
Mike, what do you think about this?
You know, I saw your tweet after Raw, Jimmy, and I'm with you. It doesn't do much for me. I mean, like, okay, Triple H, great. Again, with all due respect to him, he doesn't.
Which means you don't respect him.
You said it. I just don't think that he's. It doesn't do much for me either. Triple H and Batista, like, that was 15 years ago, okay, or whatever it was, 10 years ago. I'm over that. I don't care. But you know, on the flip coin, WrestleMania is going to be 5 hours, 6 hours, so they're going to need the match. I get it. And you want to bring back a legend or two. And I actually didn't mind the storyline, how they did that with Ric Flair. I thought it was cool. His birthday, beat him up. You can insert Flair in there somehow, get back at Batista at WrestleMania. But it just, because he put the tweet out after, he said, you better watch what you're doing there, Batista, after my birthday. Thanks for celebration. So, you know, it doesn't do much for me. I think they're just going to base it around the former guys of Evolution.
It just feels to me like this is Triple H trying to get all of his wins back. It's an old Hulk Hogan move.
Mm-hmm.
Triple H this year beat Cena, beat The Undertaker. Him and Shawn beat Kane and Undertaker in a match. And now, I don't think Triple H has ever beaten Batista.
Oh.
And their last WrestleMania match was 21 in Los Angeles. Ric Flair was in the corner of Triple H.
Oh.
The match interested me at the time. But yep. It doesn't all these years later. I did look at the mentions in my social media, and yep. It is of interest to a lot of people.
Yep.
We were talking about, we're talking off the air about our friends at the New Age Insiders.
Yep.
And they were talking actually on their show. They do their show Wednesday nights live, and I was listening to it. We're recording on a Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about how The Rock now wants movie-style money to do wrestling shows, which, of course, where's the prince when you really need him?
Yeah, I know.
So Batista is a movie star because, of course, he's an Avenger.
Right.
And they don't have to pay him, say, $20 million. They can pay him, like, $2 million.
Yeah.
And get a similar bump, probably.
Yeah.
For me, this will be kind of the Triple H annual go to the bathroom, get some nachos, and hopefully make it back after their entrances are done, which I'm sure they'll be great, and make it back in time for the finish. But to me, this is kind of 35 minutes of the show that I don't really need.
But it's
that's me.
Like,
other people are into it.
No, that's fair. And it's just kind of like 2 years ago with Triple H and Seth Rollins. I was not invested in that at Orlando sitting through it. You talk about Hulk Hogan.
Neither was the rest of that Orlando crowd.
No, it was dead. It was like a funeral home. And, you know, it was – you talk about Hulk Hogan getting his wins back, too, later in his career. That's why he did that Hulkamania tour against Ric Flair going into that. They fought four times in that tour, Flair and Hogan. Flair had the upper hand on Hogan all time, 6-2. Hogan got four wins, so he's now 6-8 all time against Ric Flair because of that tour. So similar to what Triple H is trying to do here.
Wait, what's Hulk's record against Ric Flair?
6-8.
That doesn't
6-8. If you, I'm telling you right now,
But I mean, they did a whole house show loop before they changed their mind on WrestleMania 8. So they did like Madison Square Garden and some shows out in Los Angeles. And,
Then you had the WCW Bash at the Beach.
No, but I'm saying that match count of 14. I don't want to. The match count of 14 feels low because they did an entire loop before WrestleMania 8 and decided that it didn't draw.
I'm just looking at it. It was 2-8 at the time going into it. So it was 10, and then it went up to 14 matches after the Hulkamania tour in Japan in 2009.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just looking at the records. I checked it out.
Yeah, I don't trust the internet on this one.
All right. No, that's fair. I'm actually kind of curious. Look at the WWF days in the early 90s on that in the house show tour.
Yeah, I know that era so well. Like, I remember that. I don't want to get caught up in this. I only have so many bullets in the chamber, so I don't want to lose them all.
We'll save it another time.
We'll figure it out on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's where everything happens, Twitter.
Yes.
Next thing on my agenda is continuing the theme that WrestleMania is shaping up. Ronda Rousey, the story of her defending against Charlotte and Becky. Becky was arrested. Ronda threw the belt at the feet of Stephanie, used a questionable term by WWE standards in describing Becky Lynch. I cannot, unfortunately, use that term here. But if you go back and watch it off the DVR, you can. It was a ginger bleep. Charlotte, of course, cut a fabulous promo on SmackDown, as she always does. But this story is playing out very well for the women here. There are good cliffhangers. I think we all know the destination of this match, that's going to be a three-way match. But the story that they're telling has been very good. I think that they're trying way too hard to make sure that the crowd cheers Ronda. I don't think they will. I think it's Becky, the conquering babyface, against two villains, one by choice, one not by choice. So they're kind of in a, they're in a weird situation. But I think ultimately it's Becky, Ronda, Charlotte. Becky has to go over, especially if they're going on last. It's nothing. I don't think it's anything new here.
Yeah, it's that's how it's going to be.
But the story being told is excellent.
Oh yeah, no, it's very good. And you know, they've talked about it, saying straight up this is a main event match, and you know it will be the last one, which is great. You know, here's Becky coming out of the crowd again with the crutch. I'm getting sick of the crutch, though. I really am. Please put it away. Just say you went to the doctor. It's a work. It's a work. Also with it, just please, that's enough. Enough, enough. So we're going to see what half the pans out here to get her formally back into the match.
They may not, Mike, they may not announce that it's a triple threat until Boston, which is March 25th.
Fifth, yeah.
They may wait until like 2 weeks before Mania to announce, oh, it's a triple threat.
Okay. Yeah, they would not do it on the go-home show.
No, I don't think so, because go-home shows are generally recaps.
Low-key.
Yeah, low-key recaps. Yeah. Let's just make sure everybody gets out of here healthy and kind of roll from there.
Yeah.
I enjoy the storytelling. I enjoy the characters. I know Becky. Yeah. I know Becky's character, Steve Austin, from 20 years ago, but some new fans weren't alive 20 years ago in the same way that when we first saw certain things. You know, when I first saw Steamboat and Savage in Steamboat and Flair in 89, they had wrestled a gazillion times in the 70s. I saw none of those matches, so it was new to me. So Becky being Steve Austin, quote unquote, is new to some people. So get off your high horse, internet.
Enjoy every second of it.
Yeah, like wrestling's supposed to be fun. Like, and I admit that I get lost in that. Mike, it looks to me like Daniel Bryan versus Kofi Kingston is going to be the WWE Championship match for WrestleMania 35. Vince McMahon introduced Kevin Owens on SmackDown this week, and Vince put him right into the title fight with Daniel Bryan, which Kofi Kingston was originally scheduled for. I feel like they just flipped main events.
Yeah.
I think maybe Kevin Owens was penciled in for Mania. He's now at Fastlane. But what this signals to me is Kofi's got a shot at winning the title, which I think is a good thing. I think it's a really good thing. I mean, Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, the whole 11-year story they're building on. He's so athletic. He's just awesome in the ring. And a good guy outside of the ring, too. He's earned it. And, you know, I think he's just – the fans were so into him at Elimination Chamber. So that may have changed the tune here for what we have at WrestleMania 35. No matter what you get, if this is going to be a match at WrestleMania 35, you're in for a treat with Kofi and Daniel Bryan, two very gifted and talented performers, and I'm okay with it. It just, you know, Daniel Bryan with the heel role, it just seems like that we're going to have a lot of title changes, or definitely two big title changes at maybe three, definitely three, with the faces winning, more or less, what I'm seeing right now.
You know, it's interesting that you kind of say that. Is I'm going to pull up my championship grid here, because I feel like last year at Mania, we had five title changes.
Last year?
Yeah, and it was Cedric Alexander won the Cruiserweight title. Seth Rollins won the Intercontinental Championship. Jinder won the U.S. title. Harper and Rowan won the SmackDown Tag Team. Nia Jax won the Women's. And Strowman won the Raw Tag Team. So that is one, two, three, four, five, that's six five. Title changes.
Yeah.
And
you had Nia Jax, too. Did you get Nia Jax?
I did, when hosts aren't listening.
There you go. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I passed.
And then Orlando. Orlando had Naomi. Brock is two. Orton is three. Hardys are four. Kevin Owens is five. Charlotte Flair is six. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Charlotte did not win that. So Owens, Hardy, yeah, so they had five title changes at Orlando's WrestleMania.
So five and six in the last 2 years. That's what it's looking at right now. And the fact that Kofi is so over with the fans, it's a no-brainer at this point. No-brainer.
Yeah, I think that, well, I'll throw this at you.
Yeah.
Do you think that they would have Kofi and Bryan close the show, and then they have Kofi win the title and get his moment? Which, of course, in my land, would allow Charlotte Flair to beat Ronda and Becky earlier in the show. And I'd probably go home happy at that point, like if Charlotte wins.
I would be fine with that. I have no issue with that, but they're not going to do it. It's going to be Becky, Ronda, and Charlotte. There's a reason why you have Ronda Rousey there with a name like that. There's a reason why you have Charlotte being the top female wrestler in the world, and there's a reason why Becky Lynch is the hottest thing going right now. So it's too hot to turn down. That is your last match at WrestleMania 35, hands down.
Do you have an issue with Vince McMahon kind of playing Vince McMahon on TV and just changing his mind and switching people in and out of matches? Like, we had Charlotte just inserted into the Ronda Rousey match just because Vince felt like it, and now we have Kevin Owens being switched into the match for the WWE Championship.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, you and I were talking about that before the show, before we started recording here, and it's real-life Vince. It's what he likes, and I think he's just trying to get the heat from the fans. You know, he's certainly got it with the Becky Lynch, and he got it with the Kofi Kingston. It's reminiscent to what we had with Austin and McMahon some 20 years ago. I think it's a good thing. It's best for business when Vince is like that, and it's best for the fans to have your top heel right there, guy to boo about the decision making, and it's working. So if it's working, don't fix it. Keep it going, Vince.
Angry, bitter Vince is one of my favorite Vinces.
It's so much better than the nice guy Vince, isn't it?
Yeah, much better. Arn Anderson was fired last week. I'm not sure why. I know there's a theory out there that he had a house show issue that he didn't handle properly, and that he wasn't necessarily upset about being fired. I think he was John Cena's agent, so this might also be a sign of how WWE feels about John Cena and his role in the company. I find the timing of it interesting. It's a few days before they did the Ric Flair birthday party, but that didn't get kicked off because of the Batista attack. But Arn Anderson, from my understanding, well-liked by a lot of the wrestlers, good agent. Didn't BS anybody. If there was a story out there that wasn't good, he'd be like, well, you got to make it work, as opposed to being a rah-rah guy. But Arn Anderson, fired. I hope I get more details to the story, but I think he'll end up as an agent for All Elite Wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah. And Cody Rhodes even commented on it too. He said he was shocked. Yeah. No, he said he was shocked.
Cody's never seen a microphone he didn't like.
it was very strange timing because, you know, Jimmy, as we've talked about, you see a lot of firings after WrestleMania, and here we are just weeks before. So it's very interesting, and the fact that he is John Cena's agent backstage, some question marks raised there too. You're right. Where Cena will be at WrestleMania, if he's even at WrestleMania at this point. I think he still will be, but I don't think he'll be at the top of the card like he once was.
One other thing to kind of note, and this kind of plays into the hirings that have happened, was if you watched Raw and SmackDown, the pacing was much better. And I think I have to credit the return of Bruce Pritchard for this. Cliffhangers were good. He's the old new guy. He's back with the company. So I noticed a change in formatting and pace. So I have to give credit. Good move rehiring Bruce Pritchard. If he indeed was rehired. I know that I poked around, and one of the responses that I got was, well, you know, which was an automatic confirm for me. So yeah, good job, yeah. Bruce, getting back with the company. We like Bruce.
Bruce is going to be at Mohegan Sun on Friday night, so
you better ask him.
You're darn right, I will, and Conrad too. And
yep.
You know, I just hope
and
that
don't let him BS you either.
Yeah,
hold his feet to the fire.
Do the best we can there, but you know what, Jimmy? It's just he's got a very successful podcast.
And that podcast better not be going away.
That I was just about to say that. I hope it is not. Really hope it isn't.
Because there's a theory that I have, Mike, that The Undertaker is doing StarCast, which is run by Conrad Thompson.
Yep.
And so Vince is in a very petty mood. So he's like, oh, well, I'll just hire Bruce Pritchard, and your podcast and your six-figure income, Conrad, will go away.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he does have Eric Bischoff to work with, too.
That Bruce, I believe I heard Conrad in an interview say that he makes six figures off of Bruce's podcast, but the Schiavone and Bischoff one doesn't come close to that. And yeah, of course, he does the mortgages too. So
yeah, he's doing okay. He's doing all right.
Don't worry, we're not holding bake sales for Conrad Thompson.
No,
but
he'll be all right. He'll be okay. Speaking of which, with Vince and the Undertaker, you know, I did hear our friends, the New Age Insiders, last week, Liam, Jason, and Bill. They do a great job every Wednesday, as you said. And, you know, I heard them, it was pretty much Jason saying that, you know, he thinks that Vince is furious, and the other two guys didn't really seem to think it was too much of an issue. So I thought more and more about it, Jimmy, and I did a little research myself. And from what I was told, Vince is not a happy camper at all about The Undertaker being at StarCast. Now, we did touch on this last week. $25,000 an hour for the StarCast event with The Undertaker. Yeah, as we did say, he is not under contract with WWE, so it does give him that luxury to go ahead and do that. But Vince felt the loyalty thing with Taker, because that is his ultimate creation, and he has said on record before it's his favorite creative individual of all time. So I think he was a little hurt, and he is not happy about the StarCast scenario with AEW, even though it's technically not an AEW event. It is happening AEW weekend there at Double or Nothing.
I mean, Vince has lost two of his generals. He lost Chris Jericho, and he lost The Undertaker. And those are kind of two big hits, and John Cena's status is movies,
right?
And The Rock wants stupid money right now. So
right.
They're kind of rebuilding, but they have enough depth on the roster where they're not rebuilding. But they don't have that star.
Well, the Taker still could be at WrestleMania. He could. They're not ruling that out.
I know WrestleCon wanted to book him and was told he was unavailable that weekend.
Yep, so there you go. I think that has a lot to do with something to be ready for WrestleMania.
Coming up next, we have some NXT gossip. I think it's mostly Mike Riley's, but they did some NXT call-ups, and we got some gossip for you.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline, MA.org, or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Seemingly out of the blue, Mike, four NXT stars were called up to the main roster last week. Tommaso Ciampa, who is the NXT champion, Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Gargano, who at the time was the North American champion, Ricochet and Aleister Black. Those four, I think, are undefeated so far on TV. They're like 10-0 or something like that. But it did come out of nowhere, and the crowds last week didn't really know who they were. The SmackDown crowd seemed to know more about the NXT guys than the Raw crowd did. And I thought that the Raw, they tried really hard to explain to the audience who they were. But it seems like it was just the idea and the intent was right to freshen up the show, just the wrong crowd to do it. And it leads me to this greater point that Raw, SmackDown, and NXT are really three different shows.
Yes, and, you know, I really thought more and more about this after the Royal Rumble when we were talking about everything of just like, who are these guys? And the fact that it's so divided more or less with out of the Raw and SmackDown picture. So I think it was a good thing to have them a part of Raw and SmackDown here on out. And to get the call up there where it came out of left field the day after the Elimination Chamber. So what I was told, Jimmy, who is the whose baby is NXT? Whose baby is it?
It's Triple H.
There you go. And Triple H is the guy that, you know, is the brainchild behind it more or less, and it's a great product. Triple H was not told that these four superstars for Raw were going to be at the show that night. He actually showed up to the arena surprised to see them there. And the person who called him up, who do you think it was?
Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
There you go.
I don't think that they would just do that, though.
That, from what I was told, Vince...
Oh, I'm not doubting that you weren't told that, Mike. I just have a hard time believing that Vince is just like, the hell with my son-in-law. I'm going to call up these superstars that I probably never watched wrestle.
But I think it was a brilliant move by Vince.
No, and I think it was the right move to kind of shock the system, no pun intended, Undisputed Era. But the call-up without notice, I mean, they had great matches on the show, but right. You need a little bit more of a build to get there, I think.
Right, yeah. And we didn't have that at all. It just came, like I said, came out of left field, essentially. And with the NXT scenario there, for these guys to get their, get their time under the lights on the prime stage of Raw and SmackDown, for that matter, it's huge. It's great. I love it. And, you know, another thing they're doing with the women's tag team champions, Sasha Banks and Bayley, they're bringing them around to NXT shows, the house shows now. So a lot of inter-brand things and to kind of showcase that more and more. So Triple H was a little surprised after his father-in-law called him up out of the blue for Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, that I find that interesting. Mm. and I guess supposedly they wanted Ricochet versus Finn Balor, and that got changed to a tag match, and then
so
they were, and then DIY was put back together, which I'm for, but I'm against because Ciampa's the best heel that company has, but you know, maybe they're just trying to get something out of the Revival, who lost. They're the tag champs, but they lose, which, you know, that's always great booking, is when your champions lose. And then, you know, Ricochet looks strong. Aleister Black looks strong. So, I mean, they're doing the right thing as far as what they're doing with these competitors. They just could have had a little bit more of a... I mean, it was nice to see Eric Young. Mothballs dusted off Eric Young.
Sure. And you know what? And now when they do enter the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal at WrestleMania, you're going to know who some of these guys are instead of be like, okay, who are these guys?
But so, Mike, that's the right crowd to do that in front of. Remember in Dallas, Baron Corbin won the Rumble, won the Battle Royal, and he got a huge pop.
Got a huge pop. But now everyone is going to know it. Everyone. And that's going to make it even better. And, you know, the other thing, too, is... you look at Ricochet, I think that would be a dream match. Him and Finn Balor, WrestleMania. Wouldn't that be a great match? Ricochet and Finn Balor, top, like two of the best for Intercontinental category right there at Mania. Fantastic.
100%. But you know what one of the problems is that I love these guys. Three out of four of them are 205 Live guys.
I know.
They're just undersized. I mean, Balor's the Intercontinental champion at a $190 wet, soaking wet.
Yeah.
But he's the main focus. He should be the main focus. He's the Intercontinental champion, right?
Well, I'll tell you, Jimmy, maybe with Bruce Pritchard back, because he was such a big Eddie Guerrero advocate, maybe with the size of these guys, you never know.
Hopefully. I mean, they've got talent. But, I mean, if you look at the difference between Daniel Bryan's the WWE champion, Finn Balor is the Intercontinental champion, what's the difference between those guys and the 205 Live? You've got Seth Rollins challenging for Brock Lesnar's Universal Championship, and he might be 215.
Which in a back alley, Brock Lesnar would murder Seth Rollins.
Right, exactly. Yep. So, Mike, I'm kind of running out of gas here.
Yeah, we're doing good.
I just want to kind of close out with, I was happy to see Matt Hardy return to WWE TV. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see a WrestleMania match with the Usos and the Hardys.
That'd be awesome. Because
those are two of my favorite tag teams. Do you have anything before I get to the closed mentions and upcoming events, stuff like that?
Came out this week, Fighting With My Family, the story about Paige. The Rock is in there. He produced it. I actually saw it this week. Very good show, a very good movie. Inspirational. You know, if you haven't seen it yet, definitely recommend it. You don't have to be a wrestling fan. It's a true inspirational story, and it will take you back to 5 years ago when Paige won the then Divas Championship over AJ Lee the night after WrestleMania 30. So really good stuff there, especially from The Rock, and just her whole story from growing up outside of London and being in the WWE. So definitely recommend putting that on your list, Fighting With My Family.
Are you going to – this just popped onto my phone. Are you getting the Becky Lynch mugshot T-shirt? Just came out.
Ooh. I'll have to take a look at it.
That might be your WrestleMania T-shirt.
Do you recommend it?
No, because it's not soft style.
And it's not Charlotte Flair.
Of course.
However, though, the WrestleMania one, I like that. That's a cool logo.
Yeah, I co-sign with that.
Notice how Becky's got the goggles on there, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm. So, a few local wrestling events. Randolph, Massachusetts, Saturday, March 2nd. New England All-Star Wrestling.com. They'll have Jeff Jarrett as part of their show. They'll do a meet and greet. I think Jeff Jarrett's doing a couple of appearances in the area, including Mohegan Sun, which you and Joe Murray are going to.
We'll be there. And the Wong Father, too.
Oh, excellent.
Yep, he'll be there.
So you guys are going down Friday night and staying over into Saturday?
Yes, sir. That's excellent. Correct. Yep. We're going to miss you, Jimmy, but... We'll say hi to Conrad for you. We'll get you covered.
Absolutely. You were nice enough to get me a Bruce and Conrad autograph photo, which hangs proudly on my wall.
Well, you deserve it. You've earned it.
At some point when we do questions and answers, there's a Twitter follower of ours, listener to the show, who wants us to go through our memorabilia collection. So maybe when we have a slow week, we'll do that.
Ooh, I think that's a good episode. Let's have fun with that.
Or it'll at least be a question. Chaotic Wrestling has Cold Fury Friday, March 15th in Haverhill. Tickets at chaoticwrestling.com. Tommaso Ciampa with Goldie will be doing meet and greets at the show.
Hey, I got a question. Sure. I got a question for you. Is that your belt you're holding in the picture with him?
I'm sorry?
The NXT one? The NXT belt you're holding with Tommaso Ciampa, is that your belt?
It is.
I thought that's – and I saw the autograph. I'm like, wait a minute. That's a very nice belt, Jimmy. Good
Thank
for you.
Thank you, sir.
Very nice. Great addition. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that's
okay. That's
beautiful
okay.
Beautiful thing. Beautiful thing.
I've got a handful of championships up in the closet.
Nice.
I got to get them framed and displayed and all that stuff.
Well, as you know, it's a beautiful thing when I see a fan holding a championship belt.
At some point, I got to get, like, I have the WWE one that's got AJ's signature on it, and I want to add others to it. And then once I get that one, I'll frame that one. And I've got a few others in the closet, some you know about, some you don't know about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Some people have been very nice to me and have contributed to the championship collection.
By the way, I will tease something for you too, Jimmy.
Oh, please do.
I think you're going to have another one very soon. Stay tuned.
Is this on the question that you texted me about championship belt preference?
No comment.
So I knew we might as well do this on the air. Why not?
Go ahead. What the hell? Do it up.
Yeah. You know, if my voice dies, it dies.
Yeah, whatever.
So when you texted me that question,
yeah,
I'm thinking, what's he getting at? And then I'm like, forget it. I'll just answer the question and, you know, whatever happens, happens.
Right.
So for those,
you're talking about the question.
I should involve the listener here. So the question that Mike sent me via text was, I'll actually pull up the text message.
Mm-hmm. It was very
read it verbatim.
Bland.
Question for you. This is your personal preference. Which belt do you like better? White WWE Intercontinental or World Heavyweight? All gold former NWA WCW belt.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought about it and I'm like, he's asking me this because he's getting me one to have signed by somebody. So if I do the math properly, you are going down to Mohegan Sun to an NWO convention.
Yeah.
So there are all sorts of possibilities there. There's also this other possibility.
And I think NWO canceled, though, didn't they?
What's that?
I thought they canceled the NWO, didn't they?
Oh, they did?
Got moved to August, I think, or July.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it did. But I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Interesting.
I'm pretty sure. I don't want to quote that, but
I could Google and look it up.
Continue with the story. I'm sorry.
So I thought, oh, well, Mike's going to the convention or Mike's going here and he's going to be nice and get a championship signed for me. Cool. Like, thanks. That's very nice of you. That's very gracious of you. Or y'all are going to WrestleCon coming up and maybe there's somebody on the list that there's a signature to be had on one of those, right? Because you think of, well, who's held the Intercontinental and the big gold belt, whether it be the WCW version, the WWE version. And then I thought, well, there's somebody who's making an appearance March 24th at Kowloon. His name happens to be Dolph Ziggler. The show's at 6:00. It's the Sunday night before Raw at the TD Garden. You can get your tickets at 781-484-6002. And Dolph Ziggler, of course, is a former Intercontinental Champion. He won the World Heavyweight title with arguably the greatest pop for a cash-in after WrestleMania, ironically enough, in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have ruined a potential surprise, Mike, I apologize, but this is how my mind operates.
This is stew.
And thank you for thinking of me.
Well, hey, listen, this is Stew and Stew private detective work. So when you want something uncovered, call Jay Stew.
Ziggler's at the Kowloon. Evolve Wrestling, Melrose, Friday, March 15th. Tickets at WWNLive.com. NXT star North American champion is Velveteen Dream. He will be doing meet and greets before that show. That was originally Ricochet. Ricochet got pulled because he's on the main roster now. Velveteen Dream will be there. Mm-hmm. And I think that is it.
that's some good stuff coming up here over the next month. And as we are officially on the road to WrestleMania, to have it right here in our own backyard, pretty darn good. So,
and,
no complaints
there. Mike, we've been talking about WrestleMania for months because I think that's where all arrows point. That's the most interesting thing. That is the lead story every single week, is what's going on for WrestleMania. And thankfully, we have more of a direction. And I think I'm curious to wonder if WWE, up until this point, only had maybe two matches penciled in, and they're just trying to fill it out based on whatever's going around.
Sure. Yeah. And it just seems like that it's all coming together here, and they're just inserting the puzzle. So here we go. Putting the pieces together. Yeah.
Each week, you can listen to Wrestling Inside the Ropes on the podcast page of 985thesportshub.com and on the 985 The Sports Hub app. While you're there, check out all the other original podcasts available from Boston's Home for Sports. Our podcasts are also available at bpodstudios.com and in Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. For Mike Riley at Sarge985, the show's Twitter account is at WrestleCast985. You can follow me on Twitter at IamJamesStewart. And, of course, I'm here to steal the show.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.